The exhibit is called Always Lost, A Meditation on War, and it started as a class project back in 2009 at Western Nevada College in Carson City. Amy Roby is one of the founders and says the goal is to personalize the wars that have raged on in the Middle East through stories, poetry, and photos. The heart of the exhibit is the Wall of the Dead, which includes thousands of pictures of service members.
It's a deeply personal experience to look into the faces and the eyes of the service members who've lost their lives.
When the display began touring, there were about 4,500 pictures of casualties on that wall, and now the number is close to 7,000.
The terrible irony that the Wall of the Dead is the living part of the exhibition, and it keeps expanding and growing.
Always Lost also features a collection of Pulitzer Prize-winning combat photos from the Iraq War. The original project was only intended to be on display for 3 weeks, but due to an overwhelming emotional response, it took on a life of its own. The traveling exhibit is going on its 5th year and has been on display at nearly 30 venues in several states, coast to coast. A guest book that travels with it gives people an opportunity to share their thoughts.
One person said that you cannot possibly leave this exhibition the same person you were when you walked in. Another person, a Vietnam veteran, called the exhibition a national treasure.
Even though Always Lost began as a college project, Roby says it has transformed into an actual war memorial and has gained so much attention that it sparked a duplicate exhibit. While the first one is currently in the Midwest, the Nevada Department of Veterans Services is sponsoring the second one, which kicked off a 2-year tour of the battle-borne state this summer. Michelle Bliss, Reno Public Radio News.